An effort to address systemic racism in the city is getting a boost from Albany Common Councilors and the mayor. Common Councilors have drafted a resolution creating a citywide equity agenda. It's a system involving a data-driven response to help Albany treat historically underserved communities fairly. The package is in line with policies second-term Democratic Mayor Kathy Sheehan's administration already had in mind.
When I became mayor, I had asked a group of people to put together a transition team report for me, and one of the things that came out of that was really a call across the board for equity and really looking at our underserved neighborhoods and what we needed to do in order to create a city where every neighborhood works and where every neighborhood has access to good schools and quality housing and that are places that are safe.
Common Councilor Dorsey Appleers and Council President Corey Ellis are leading the equity agenda effort. Here's Ellis.
The agenda came out of a meeting that me and Councilwoman Appleers and a couple other council members had with the mayor after the rash of violence that was happening this summer. And we looked at the systemic issues of poverty in the city and the systemic issues of racial discrimination in those communities. And as legislators, you know, it is our job to figure out how we can legislate some meaningful changes to the system that won't allow those neighborhoods to continue to fall behind. And so when we talked about equity, most people believe equity is equal. Now, equity is about recognizing the lack of investment in certain neighborhoods for decades, which allowed those neighborhoods to fall behind when it came to resources, when it came to resources about parks, when it came to resources about streets, sidewalk pavings, also economic opportunities working in city government or county government or local businesses. So we put together a package that will begin to change the systematic ways that people of color have not been able to move up, so to speak, as the city moves forward, their neighborhoods to grow as well.
Ellis says the legislation was introduced at a Wednesday committee meeting and is being fine-tuned to get the language right and determine whether it should be an ordinance or a resolution.
Because an ordinance is more binding, because that tells the whole citywide departments, this data you're going to collect and this data you have to report to the Human Rights Commission.
The measure would assure equal treatment for residents across the city, independent of race, income, or political connections. Ellis put it in historical context.
Decades and decades and decades in the city of Albany used to be your sidewalk would get paved or your street would get paved if you knew the mayor, if you were friends with somebody high up in the city government, right? It wasn't about, well, my street needs to be paved or my sidewalk needs to be done because it's really bad. It was about who you knew.
Sheehan believes the equity agenda will augment her initiatives and become part of her legacy.
Evolution into the council's actually creating a resolution and really in some ways allowing this work to really continue and exist beyond this administration or any current common council member is something that I'm really excited about.
Dave Lucas, WAMC News.